This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 61,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations at the 18th Rozgar Mela today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on this occasion. The 18th Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. The newly recruited candidates will be joining various ministries and departments. Rozgar Mela is a key government initiative which aims at employment generation. Since its inception, more than 11 lakh recruitment letters have been issued through Rozgar Melas organized across the country. The government has selected 5 companies in the 4th round of the production-linked incentive scheme for white goods with a committed investment of 863 crore rupees. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry stated that these 5 companies are engaged in manufacturing of AC components and are expected to achieve a total production of over 8,300 crore rupees and generate 1,799 additional direct jobs by financial year 2027-28. The Election Commission of India has issued directions to chief electoral officers of all states and union territories regarding disciplinary action against booth-level officers in case of dereliction of duty and misconduct. In a letter to the CEOs, the Commission stated that cases involving dereliction of duty, negligence, misconduct, willful non-compliance of its instructions or violation of the provisions of the Representation of the People's Act 1950 and the Registration of Electors Rules 1960 will invite strict action, including suspension. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will address the Uttar Pradesh Day celebrations as the chief guest in Lucknow today. The event will be held at Rashtra Prerna Sthal. On the occasion, Mr. Shah will launch the One District, One Cuisine ODOC scheme. Under this initiative, the distinctive traditional cuisine of each district of Uttar Pradesh will be identified and linked with quality improvement, branding and market access so that local flavours gain not only regional but also national and global recognition. During the celebrations, the Union Minister will also inaugurate the Sardar Patel Industrial Zone program and he will also confer the Uttar Pradesh Gaurav Samman 2025-26 on the occasion. India's foreign exchange reserves witnessed a significant increase of over $14.16 billion, reaching over $701 billion for the week ending on 16th of January. According to the Reserve Bank of India, foreign currency assets, which form the largest component of the reserves, climbed over $9.6 billion to $560.5 billion during the week. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, has said that Bangladesh is facing lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities with mob violence and extremism spreading nationwide. Delivering an audio message during a media briefing in New Delhi last evening, Ms. Hasina said, "At present, Bangladesh stands at the edge of an abyss and is navigating one of the most perilous chapters in its history." She demanded actions including restoring democracy for free and fair elections, ending violence and lawlessness.
The nation has been plunged into an age of terror, relentless and suffocating. Democracy is now in exile. Human rights have been trampled into the dust. Freedom of the press has been extinguished. Violence, torture and sexual assault against women and girls raise unchecked. In this grave hour, the entire nation must rise, united and galvanized by the spirit of our great liberation war.
In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in the second T20 at Raipur last night to take a 2-0 lead in the 5-match series. Chasing a target of 209 runs, India achieved the score for the loss of 3 wickets in 15.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.